I think growing up, I had kind of accepted the fact that I'm not going to do something amazing. So I just became more and more isolated, as a result of which I started gaining a lot of weight. One of my friend, he picked on me and he told me ki kya din bhar khata rehta hai, why don't you, hey mote. This bullying continued. I had picked up some bad habits like smoking, drinking. Around 2015, I think I got this idea that look, so I remember this incident when I was a small kid, and we used to have this kirana shop in my town where I would go after school to help my dad. And one fine day, my principal, who used to buy stuff from our kirana shop, came and he saw me and he told me, padhai likhai se kya fayda hai, aakhir main yahi kirane pe hi to baithna hai. Hello everyone, my name is Jitendra Chokse, and I'm the founder of Fitter, which is the leading online health and fitness platform where we cater to the needs of our customers' health and happiness. So I was born in a small village called Polaha. It's a very small village in Madhya Pradesh, where there were roughly around 200, 300 families. And my dad, who pursued law, but eventually settled for running a small shop in the village because his dad died when he was just 19 years old, and he also got married very early. My mom was just 14, and not many kids from my village pursued any sort of education. In fact, in our entire village, it was just me and my sister who got a chance to go to a primary school. They're still cousins and they're still brothers in my village who work there as farmers. I think growing up, you know, I changed different schools. I went to boarding schools. Going to boarding schools kind of left a negative impact on me, as a result of which I started gaining a lot of weight when I returned home, because I was bullied a lot in these boarding schools. So when I returned home, I didn't have friends. I didn't have anybody to talk to about my horrible experiences in these boarding schools, and as a result, I turned to food, and all I did was just eat and just study. And I didn't even realize when, from a normal active kid, I became a sad, isolated, and a kid who was constantly hogging on food. I remember when I was in class 8, one of my friend, he picked on me and he told me ki kya din bhar khata rehta hai, why don't you, hey mote, why don't you stop eating so much. And it wasn't just friends, it was also the relatives. And so I was in a family of people, you tend to label people. And so if my label was the big loser, you know, like that's what people always thought of me, or that's what they will tell my brother, or that's what they will tell my dad, that how this guy is not going to do anything in his life. So I think growing up, I had kind of accepted the fact that I'm not going to do something amazing. So I just became more and more isolated. So throughout my childhood and growing up, I think this bullying continued. The good thing that happened was, because of that incident where my friend told me about the gym, I did join a local gym, which used to cost about $100 back then. And today gyms and health centers are quite accessible to everybody, but back then it was actually quite difficult, and a lot of people who went to the gym were actually looked down. Like if I went to the gym, somebody will say, hey, this guy is not good, he goes to the gym. And so gyms were not the kind of a place where people from good places would go to, right? And so that was kind of the status quo back then. But I did go there and I started training, and I think that was the only place where I felt good in my otherwise life surrounded by bullies and constant comments and tantrums from different people about how I looked, about how much I weighed, about how much I was eating. Despite not getting any results, because I was not focusing on my diet, it was just going there and doing lots of training, I had started forming some muscles. And this is when I was in class 8th or 9th, and I must have been about 14 or 15 years of age. Life went on, I was a pretty average guy with an average IQ. I would try and study hard, but I would never get kind of acceptable grades where, you know, I'd make my family happy, or I'd get you know, any sort of applause. So I was pretty average. I was the guy who nobody would actually tend to or look at. Like, so if there was a class filled with 50 people and the one guy that you would never notice, I was that guy, you know. And the same thing happened throughout my engineering, except I became quite infamous because I was exposed to ragging in my first year, and I chose to retaliate, where instead of, you know, just silently standing there and getting hurt by the seniors, I chose to retaliate, and I hurt those guys. And instead of getting the support, I actually kind of became a sore eye in the eyes of my professors and seniors, where they had deemed me as a failure, where they deemed my case as basically hopeless. Now, what happens is that, you know, and I relate myself a lot to a dog, not lions and tigers like most of the people do. I think what happens when you corner a dog is that he's not necessarily trying to attack you, but he has no other option left but to show his teeth. And I think that's what I did in that situation. When I was cornered by professors, by my seniors, I had no other option but to try and show these guys that I'm not really a bad guy. I'm just a guy who's trying to make it through the day. And you know, I really struggled. I worked very, very hard, and somehow, despite my average IQ and average background, I managed to score well in my studies. And things were looking very nice and beautiful. And to my shock, in the 6 months after joining the company, recession hit. It was the recession of 2008, and all of us who joined as software engineering trainees, we were laid off by our company. And after that, it was back to home, struggling to find a job even worth 5,000 INR a month. I got a call from L&T, the second company which has offered me the job at campus. And luckily I got called off and then went to Mysore, and then, you know, the life started again. One of the things that I also did while I was doing my software engineering and I was working these companies was I was always going to the gym, and I was keeping a good check on my health. In 2013, I got married, and life started looking good again. We moved to Pune, and in 2014, I got the good news that I was going to become a father, and my wife was expecting. And actually, when I was in Bangalore, you know, I had picked up some bad habits like smoking, drinking, which happens when you are typically in IT, you have a desk job, and you have the company of other people who are smoking and drinking, and it just eases into you. Despite me being into fitness, I know I got exposed to that kind of lifestyle and didn't even realize when it had taken over me. And I was doing smoking, drinking, you know, almost on a regular basis. So when I moved to Pune and I realized that my wife is pregnant and I'm going to become a father, I just wanted to be a good example for my daughter and said, look, I'm going to quit smoking, I'm going to quit drinking. Went to the gym next day and started working out. And, you know, I managed to build a very decent physique, you know, and as a result of which, a lot of people started approaching me on social media. And once I started building my physique, I also started taking part in contests. So, and it just kind of felt nice, you know, because every time I was winning something, every time I was being applauded by somebody, it was a validation for me. And it just made me feel happy, you know, something which I had always wanted as a kid, validation. And, you know, what happens when you get validated for the first time, you just want to get more and more validation. And so I started posting my pictures on social media where people started appreciating you know, what I was doing with my fitness. And some people also wanted me to help them. So just to help those guys, you know, I created a small WhatsApp group where I started training these guys for free. Again, because validation, because when I was training these guys, they were getting fit and they were thanking me. And when they were thanking me, it was sort of validation, right? So I wasn't charging them. I think I was suffering from a very, very low self-worth at that point of time. And it is largely a result of my experiences growing up as a kid, you know, somebody who didn't matter. And so I think validation for me was a very, very strong driving force. Eventually, you know, we moved from WhatsApp to Facebook, where I also wrote a document called Get Shredded, which I again, you know, published for free, more validation. And then that document got downloaded by hundreds of thousands of people. And that small Facebook group kind of became a thriving community because people had so many questions. And they came back to the community and they asked me, JC, what does this mean? Or, you know, you have mentioned this here, could you kindly explain? And every time somebody was asking me a question, I was feeling important. And around 2015, I think I got this idea that, look, I don't want to train people for money, but what if there was a way in which I could train people and then those people could train other people for a small premium? I would be creating jobs and I would be making many more number of people healthy, right? So the small idea you know, was so powerful that I believe that it would bring out a change if implemented right. And so I got in touch with some of the community members and I asked them for some money. So we contributed about 5,000 rupees from initial 6-7 members. And you know, we collected a total sum of 90,000 bucks. I put some of my personal savings and we formulated a company called Squads Fitness Private Limited back in 2015. In 2016, we launched the website called squads.in with about 14 coaches of our own. And I think the community had grown to a substantial size. It had about 50,000 people back then. So we launched the website and we are immediate hit. In the first month itself, we did a revenue of over 10 lakh rupees. And that was just a huge shot in the arm. And that's it. There was no looking back. You know, we used all the funds, put all those money back into the company, and we just continued to grow. And the idea was based around very basic core principles, value, you know, trust, transparency, accountability, helping others. Because up until this point, I wasn't really looking for money. I was looking for more and more self-validation. Coming back to Fitter, now Fitter than Squats, I think we continued to put money back into the company. About 4 months into the company, I quit my job and solely focus on growing the company. Today we have about 500 coaches around the world. We have trained and transformed about 200,000 plus people while having you know, reaching a 12 million ARR, the annualized run rate of $12 million. Then we also got selected for Sequoia Search, who ended up backing Fitter by writing a small check of $2 million. And currently Fitter is on its way to do a 25 million in revenue for the financial year 2021. So yeah, you know, even when you know, so there was this personal validation which I was seeking throughout my life, and then it was the idea validation where I was telling other people about how we are going to train and transform lives of hundreds of thousands of people. And the initial set of members, while some believe, there was still a large majority of you know, subset which was not ready to believe in this idea. And that's crazy, right? Because we have reached here. And all I can say is that this success, this journey, if anything, has just made me more humble. I think I'm grateful. I wish to inspire a lot of people. I wish to reach out to every guy, you know, who's starting out his journey and feeling dejected, and he's feeling like that last boy in the corner of a classroom. Is that, you know, hold your dreams close to your heart. They are truly yours. And even if people don't understand, the only person who has to understand those dreams is you. Thank you.
उसको ज़्यादा रिस्पेक्ट और ज़्यादा सैलरी मिलता था। तो मुझे बहुत बुरा फील होता था कि काम करने का नॉलेज मुझे ज़्यादा है, सिर्फ मुझे इंग्लिश नहीं आता है, बहुत शर्म सा महसूस होता था। मेरा नाम धर्मेंद्र है, मैं बिहार से बिलोंग करता हूँ, एक छोटे से गांव से, उसका नाम है घुंघरड़िया। मैं वहाँ 12वीं तक पढ़ाई अपने गांव से किए, उसके बाद दिल्ली आ गए जॉब करने के लिए। अब मैं जिस कंपनी में जॉब कर रहा हूँ, वहाँ का बॉस ने मुझे बताया कि एक ऑनलाइन क्लास जोश स्किल नाम से है, तो उस पर आप इंग्लिश सही कर सकते हो। जोश स्किल के डाउनलोड करने के बाद उसमें फीचर था ग्रामर, वोकैबुलरी, रीडिंग, और उसके बाद है पार्टनर कॉलिंग, उस पर आप बेहिचक बातें कर सकते हैं, जितना मर्जी उतना देर तक स्टूडेंट से बातें कर सकते हैं। जोश स्किल में पढ़ाई के साथ साथ पॉइंट भी मिलते हैं, जो स्टूडेंट ऑफ द डे, स्टूडेंट ऑफ द वीक एंड स्टूडेंट ऑफ द मंथ बनने का मौका मिलता है, जो मैं बन चुका हूँ। बनने के बाद वहाँ का स्टूडेंट आपको कंग्रेचुलेशन बोलते हैं, बहुत अच्छा फील होता है, जैसे लग रहा है कि मैं एक अच्छे कॉलेज में इंग्लिश सीखने जा रहा हूँ। थैंक यू जोस फॉर मेकिंग मी फील कॉन्फिडेंट अबाउट माई सेल्फ।